George Shorb Part 6.
And the love of money, which is not dying at all, but in the opinion of many businessmen is growing stronger every day. O men with sisters dear, O men with mothers and wives, it is not linen you're wearing out, but human creatures' lives. O God, that bread should be so dear, and flesh and blood so cheap. Shakespeare says, "You take my life when you do take the means by which I live." What does the palace know about the shovel? They learn too late that the politician loved the fleece more than the flock. Or, as Mr. Spurgeon puts it, it is simply a question of which set of maggots shall have the cheese. That you cannot have justice unless you have money? You may reply, you can't have anything without money. But when we pay our taxes, we pay for protection. Then why can we not have it without paying fees to private lawyers, and even to public officials? When the law will not protect men, they will not respect the law. Bad government is the worst anarchy, and rebellion against it is the truest loyalty. And does not everybody say that the golden rule of Chicago is, do others, or they will do you? It is clear, then, that in business and government, we do not go by the golden rule. The age of military war as a business is past. It is now a commercial war. It is not so bloody, but not less deadly, destroying millions in body and soul. Slavery is gone, but Horace Greeley said, the slavery of capital, though more refined, is not less cruel than chattel slavery. John Wesley said, when money comes into my hands, I throw it away, for fear it should get into my heart.